The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank God it's started.
Thank God it.
Well, every day's kind of Friday, really. I guess anymore, right? Good morning. How you doing? How you doing? 6 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970. The Answer. Love having you with us. And we're sending hugs through the airwaves. This is radio, the original social distancing. You know, we could be part of this family together. We could gather around our virtual kitchen table and we don't have to touch each other. You don't have to look at each other. But you got to love radio now more than ever. See? And they said AM radio is dead. Not so much. Not so much. Right here at AM 970 with Frankie and Al and Debbie. Love having you with us. There's a lot to get into. And, of course, I'm sure the president will do his press conference. You'll hear from Governor Cuomo. It's getting to be like TV shows now, you know. Governor Cuomo talks about New York. Gavin Newsom. You watch them. And I'm telling you what, I'm embracing the leadership and I'm loving the leadership. And I'm putting all politics aside. I don't want to hear people, oh, I can't stand Governor Cuomo. Excuse me. I know he knows what he's doing. And they all learn from who? Rudolph Giuliani during 9/11. That was the epitome of leadership. Churchillian, the way Rudolph Giuliani stepped up at that moment. We look to Rudy, America's mayor, how he led us through the darkest days of the United States of America after 9/11. And that people learn from that. Governor Cuomo is a true student of politics. Learned from his brilliant father, Mario. And he's got his mother is like royalty, Matilda. But Andrew's doing a great job. Governor Andrew's doing a great job. And I give a shout out to Governor Newsom as well in California, Governor Inslee. They all said thanks to the United States, to the administration, to the government of Donald J. Trump. And when the president steps up and he starts joking, because when he said to the in the press room, he said to the press, you know, I think we have to social distance more. I think we got to get rid of some more of you reporters. Very funny. And it was funny and it was heartfelt and it was great. And then the news about the FDA. And I have to tell you, I want to pat ourselves on the back here at the radio station. But excuse me, you know, I turned to Frankie. Frankie's done a stellar job all week bringing in the people on the air, because it's hard to get folks in. Hillary Kramer, by the way, is coming in at 9 o'clock. That's our pandemic 2020. That's our half hour. You got a financial question we're going to answer, because Hillary is great. She is great. And she's an investment analyst. She's got that book, Game Changer Investing, nationally syndicated radio talk. Everybody knows Hillary Kramer, right? So Hillary's going to join us 9 to 9:30. You got a question about your finances, what you should do. How do you handle this? And Hillary will join us. Jeffrey Lyons is coming up momentarily. Mike Gallagher, we're going to check in with Mike, you know, but we appreciate Frank bringing guys like Dr. Greer. A few days ago, we had Dr. Greer on for our half hour, and my goodness gracious, he's the guy who goes, you know, he says we have a drug for this coronavirus that would work. And I go, whoa, stop the presses. What is that? And he talked about Remdesivir. He talked about it. And then you heard the president say, we have Remdesivir. So it's nice that, I don't want to say that we're ahead of the curve, but I'm just saying, for whatever reason, we're here and we're getting the information and blessed to have great guests and blessed to have you listening. So we want to be positive, tell you there is hope. And then Dr. Greer also talked about hydrochloroquine from France, you know, so this could work. And there are some studies that show that these drugs help not only cure, if I may, coronavirus. And again, these aren't really clinical studies, but just in some instances that we've heard, I want to be clear, but also that it may prevent you getting the coronavirus. So we're going to find out. And the president just, he unleashed the FDA, he said, just go for it. Just do this. And then, you know, clinical trials are already starting, you know that, with a vaccine. So we're going to get through this. And again, I have to tell you, and I try to be positive for you because I love you, you know, and we appreciate you being with us. And I don't want you to panic, because if they ever, I talk to Joey a lot, my son, you know, he's down in Florida. And he said down in Florida, not even thinking about it. I mean, like, and thank God the Governor DeSantis cleared out those beaches. That was a little weird, those people just swimming and not even thinking about it. You have to, social distancing, you have to be careful. You have to, you know, we have to stay isolated and quarantined for a while. But when I look at these numbers of the 2019-2020 United States flu season from the CDC, and I see, listen to these numbers, please. And I just tell you this to allay your fears that the coronavirus isn't near as bad as the flu is. Trouble is, when you get it, there's no vaccine for the coronavirus, and it is vicious once it attacks you. So we understand losing those four family members in New Jersey. What a horror, and our hearts go out and our prayers go out. Four family members coming. One guy had it, and then apparently they had a family gathering. And by the way, the family gathering for that family in New Jersey was March 10th, right? It was March 10th. And then I was out and about March 9th. Weren't you out and about? Weren't we all pretty much out and about? And all of a sudden, this guy had the coronavirus, gave it four family members, and they passed away. And we're waiting for details on that, and we will report exactly what happened. And we wanted to talk to family members, but it's too soon. May they rest in peace. But so it is. This is a vicious virus, this coronavirus, the way it attacks your lungs. But when you look at the stats for the flu, 36 million people have flu illnesses to 51 million. This is flu illnesses, by the way. Medical visits for the flu, 17 million to 24 million. Excuse me. I mean, and then look at this. Hospitalizations for flu, 370,000 to 670,000 is what the CDC is saying. And then deaths are 22,000 to 55,000 deaths. Now, and I just tell you this, not to dilute that we should be watching out, washing our hands, not we should be social distancing. But if they ever released these numbers the way they released the coronavirus numbers, we would have been freaking out, you know? And H1N1, it was was actually worse, and we didn't address that. So I don't want to hear criticism, how we're dealing with it. I think we're doing pretty darn good considering the harshness of this virus, and considering you know, how the news is just playing it up, like, and you could hear it in the tone of the voice, you know, when they deliver the news. But don't criticize it. Politics, for me to say, Governor Cuomo, go for it. Godspeed, sir. Keep up the great work, Andrew Cuomo, and Governor Newsom in California. I don't agree with their politics. I don't understand their politics. Right now, they're leading the way, and Godspeed is what I say to the politicians. Josh Gottheimer from Bergen County, I tell you what, you know, I like Mike Casale. He's going up against Josh. Right now, Josh is in charge. He's there in the fifth in Bergen County. God bless him. Godspeed. I want to just wish everybody the best. We're all in this together. And that's why it broke my heart. Oh, I was just so frustrated when Mayor de Blasio got up. What was that yesterday? What was that press conference? And you're listening outside the country. Mayor de Blasio got up locally in New York about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And then he looked scared, number one. He looked upset, number two. And then he started going, well, I'm going to give you some bad things that you don't want to hear. You don't say that. You just don't say it. There could be, the Rome could be, you know, burning. It could be burning all around. You got to stay positive, onward and forward. The way Governor Cuomo says, taking a lead from Rudolph Giuliani during 9/11, FDR after Pearl Harbor, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. And that's what we want to hear. And don't blame the president. Don't whine, we need the National Guard. This guy, Mayor de Blasio, is a socialist. He's a virtual communist, you know? Now he's saying, bring the military in. And we may get there indeed. But pick the phone up, talk to President Trump. You know he's going to take your call. Call and say, look, we got a situation. Don't broadcast it and put down the president. And something tells me it came out of the Schumer. This is me again, Mr. Conspiratorial guy here, right? I think something in the Schumer camp, they said, oh, you got to go after the president. These people, sometimes these politicians, and most of the time, they are the socialist communists. They don't care about you or me. It's all about politics to them. And I think that was wrong that Mayor de Blasio did that. Because I told you the story before. I said it once. I'll say it again. When I talked to Mayor Giuliani last time, this was a couple weeks ago, and we talked about 9/11 and how they get on Rudy being the president's lawyer and how he went to the Ukraine. And you know, Rudy's telling, look, Joe Biden did some bad things. Were they illegal? Maybe. Was it inappropriate? Absolutely. Was it politically wrong? Absolutely it was wrong. And Mayor Giuliani's on top of that. They criticize him. But I always look at Rudy Giuliani as the guy that got us out of 9/11. And he's the guy that said to me just a couple weeks ago on this radio show, when he says Commissioner Bernard Kurek, his NYPD, the commissioner of the NYPD for Mayor Giuliani back in the day, 9/11, they went down to Ground Zero together. They almost got killed together. They had to scramble out of buildings because why? Well, the building fell on them. Just little things like that. Warriors. That's the way I look at Mayor Giuliani. That's the way I look at Commissioner Kurek like that. And then Rudy says to me, he goes, the one thing about Commissioner Kurek was you could never see fear in Bernie Kurek's eyes. I wanted somebody next to me that didn't show fear. Boom. That is a leader. That's a leader right there. To sit there, have a press conference, and to show fear yourself is the worst thing you can do. And I'm telling you right now, I take this very responsible on this radio show. Joe, what are you, an entertainer? What are you doing on the radio? Absolutely. We're on the radio, and I take this as the biggest responsibility I have to wake up every morning to be with you in the morning to tell you we're going to get through this. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of God. Oh, God forbid I said Jesus Christ. Did I say that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did I say God? Oh, my God. You can't say God. Oh, yes, you can. We're one nation under God. Pray to God we're going to get through this, and we are going to get through this. And we're strong, and we're resilient. We're Americans, and we're joining together. Don't let fear consume you the way Rudolph Giuliani said it, the way FDR said it, and the way Governor Cuomo is saying it now. We are just too good of a people. We are too strong, and these numbers that you see that are exploding it's because we're testing. And then, you know, people will do that caveat. They'll tell you, oh my gosh, there's so many coronavirus. There's more coronavirus. People have the virus. You know what? We're testing more people. You're gonna see this go up, and then you know what? It's just gonna go away. You watch these drugs work. You watch us come out with a vaccine. And you know what? And it's okay when someone says, when China says the military started this, the United States military started this, please understand this. The president has to stick up for the United States military and to stick up for us. It's the communists. Put aside Chinese. Put aside racism. It's not that. It's the Communist Party. And who run China, they don't have any more new cases. Do you believe that for one second? Do you believe anything that comes out of China? No, they don't. And they say it's the U.S. military that started. Well, that really ticked off the president. And God bless President Trump for getting mad and calling this the Chinese. He did it on purpose to tell Xi, President Xi, you know what? I know what you're doing. Stop it right now. And he was right to do it. Meantime, the press, they're like bought and sold by China. What do they got? I guess China has a good lobbying group in America. Very, very unsettling. I see the phone calls. I'll go there ASAP. I want to break now because we're going to bring Jeffrey Lai. Jeffrey, is going to be a breath of fresh air. He's going to tell you what films you want to watch, why you're home, what you can see. Mike Gallagher is going to join us as well. But we will have time to grab those phone calls. And don't forget, 9 o'clock with Hillary Kramer, 877-970-2999. What are you going to do with your portfolio? And where do we go with this stock market acting like it is? Debbie Duhaime is out there. It's always great to hear Debbie. 20 after 8 o'clock right here on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Joe. It looks like we do have modified schedule for the Sea Streak Ferry. Also for New York City Waterway, a modified schedule. Let's see what's happening as you head out to New Jersey Transit. Also running with a modified schedule for today. And it looks like on the Harlem division of Metro North, it looks like they are a reduced schedule there as well. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the inbound side of the GWB. Moving fine, some earlier problems cleared. Outbound upper, it's some ongoing construction. Should be going on till about 1:30. This afternoon. No major problems at the Lincoln or the Holland. Still moving okay at the East River crossings. Heading to the westbound belt at the Verrazano, they just cleaned up a collision. And the Moshaloo southbound getting in toward the area of Gun Hill Road. Watch for an accident here in the Bronx as well. Alternate side parking rules are suspended through March 24th. Metered rules in effect. Rain and fog today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie Duhaime, thank you so much. 20 after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Did you take your Balance of Nature yet? Did you go to balanceofnature.com? This is the deal that I can offer you. I can offer you. The Howard family will offer you for Balance of Nature. To build up your immune system, please. You know, at these tough times, man, you want to build up your immune system. You know what you want to do? You want to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And at the end of the day, yesterday, after I go to the St. Joseph Shrine and I'm running around, I was more concerned with getting Zapoli, you know? I was getting the little Italian pastries for St. Joseph's Day. I should have been thinking about what fruits and vegetables I'm going to eat, and I don't eat them, so I take Balance of Nature. Because when I keep telling you this, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you going to get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables? You're not. And now this deal, 35% off and free shipping. This is from the Howard family on your first new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off, free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Just like that, I'm going to give you the number. You want to build up your immune system because you will put the antioxidants in your body to fight those free radicals that are attacking all of us. You know, and not just the viruses that are around, every single colds, everything. You have to build up your immune system. You do it with whole fruits and vegetables. And the way I do it is with Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Just like that. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have Karen Ignati, who is the president and CEO of Emblem Health. I want you to explain to New York City what has been done with health care for public employees.
Before rank-and-file members get to the hospital, they need to have very good primary care. That is the first step. We focused on health coaching to help people with chronic disease. And then we said, where would we want to go if something happened to us? And we did an RFP, and we had great response and wonderful proposals. And we selected Memorial Sloan Kettering and the Hospital for Special Surgery because we were assured that not only would they provide these services affordably, but they would do so securing the highest quality of care for our members.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hello, you know my voice, don't you? Well, just this once, let me tell you something without you asking me first. Now you can complete the census online. Just go to 2020census.gov. The census cannot share your response. More importantly, you can help inform how billions in funding will be spent each year on things in your community. Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
So we got things to do here.
We're deciphering different films.
We can talk Homeland later.
Yeah, we'll talk Homeland later. Let me tell you about MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back, kind enough to listen to AM 970. You know, it's been here from day one, Mike Lindell has, and we appreciate that so much. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on those radio listener specials, that's how hip Mike is. He gets it. He gets radio, man. He appreciates it. So if you go to MyPillow.com and go to radio listener specials, you get incredible discounts on the mattress toppers, on the bed sheets. And how about this? There's a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. buy one, get one free on Geezer Sheets. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose. And how about all MyPillow products coming with a 10-year warranty? This is great from Mr. Lindell. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Geezer Sheets. While you are there, and you can call, by the way. Let me give you the number real quick. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Check out the mattress topper. Check out the pillows themselves, man. And check out the body pillow. They have so many great things at MyPillow, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. You can call 800-651-0798. 0798. Please remember the promo code AM970.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic, kind enough to join us and tell us what films you want to see while you're staying at home. Jeffrey, thanks for joining. How you making through all of this, Jeffrey?
What are you guys doing about haircuts? Because I'm beginning to look like Howard Hughes. A combination between Colin Kaepernick, Howard Hughes, and Ozzy Osbourne. And I, you know, what are you guys doing?
You know what? You are so funny, brother. I didn't even think about it, you know? My hair's growing. It's good because you're afraid to go. You don't go to a barber. You can't. It's too,
no.
That's not. Can you get your hair cut by social distancing? I think we just all look like the Doobie Brothers after the end of this whole thing. You know?
Or is ZZ Top or something, right?
Or we need a guy like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, those idiots, the Ducktown guy. What are they called? Man.
Hey, Jeffrey. So, I was just going over with Frank and Al off mic. We were talking about what you want to watch, what you want to see. What are your gems in a time like this, Jeffrey Lyons? I mean, the world's greatest film critic. What is the world's greatest film critic? What do you watch?
Well, there are some. First of all, I watch Gunsmoke reruns when my wife's not in the room. I'm a little embarrassed to do that, but they're on four times a day, particularly the half hour ones, and you see. You see, I saw your favorite actor on one yesterday, Maury Amsterdam.
Maury Amsterdam did Gunsmoke, man?
So did Rose Marie. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea, man.
And you see a young Angie Dickinson and a young Ellen Burstyn and Burt Reynolds, of course. He was on it for four. It's my favorite Western.
Hold on. I got a James Arness question. So, did he do the thing before the original thing? Did he do it
before
or it was before Gunsmoke?
Yeah. And the other day they showed an episode called Matt Gets It. It was the first Gunsmoke. But first, you can look this up on YouTube. John Wayne came on and he said, "I've been kicking around here a long time. They wanted me to do it. I'm not in it. I wish I were." And there's a young guy. Anyway, he and Arness were pals. They did a movie as a couple of red-baiting commie hunters in the 1950s. I forget the name of the movie, in Hawaii. And Arness is my favorite. I mean, he was perfect for the role, and I wish there had been a Matt Dillon. I mean, he was 6'6", and just a terrific TV star. And it's the second longest running scripted show in TV history, the longest being The Simpsons. But it ran from 1955 to 1971, I believe. Yeah. And when in the next to last season, Glenn Strange, who played the bartender Sam in most of the last 10 years of the show, died. His dear friend was Amanda Blake, who played Kitty. And she was so devastated by his death, she refused to do the last season.
Really?
A lot of interesting backstories.
Watch this. The Gunsmoke, who played Matt Dillon on radio, how about that? Cannon.
But the problem is when he would get up. I always thought he was the one. But no, one of the people they were considering was Raymond Burr for TV.
Yeah.
And he like the guy who played Cannon. What's his name? William Conrad.
Yeah.
They hadn't missed many meals. Okay, so you know those round Western style chairs, and he would sit in the chair, and he would get up, the chair would get up with him.
No.
So they decided this is not the look that we want. So. Another person to play. And you see great. The same actors coming up week after week. Denver Pyle and Bruce Gordon and Struthers Martin and Robert J. Wilkie. And these are character actors that I grew up with. And there they are in their prime. And I love that it was in black and white. It makes it look much more authentic.
Gunsmoke. So what do you want now on Netflix? Everybody's going to go to Netflix. I'm going, some of the shows, I don't know, man. I mean, what do you watch? Go ahead, please.
What do you like? What?
Well, me and Al like Homeland. I'll watch Homeland, you know, or when Ray Donovan. I just love John Voight. I love Ray Donovan's actually. So some of those shows I'll watch. But
in 1968, my brother and I were practicing kicking field goals in the Sheep Meadow and near Cleopatra's Needle, you know, in the park.
Yeah.
And out of the woods came a young actor named John Voight.
Wow.
And he started shagging the balls, and we've been friends ever since. Our politics are different, but he's still a very old friend of mine and a wonderful actor.
That's great.
My wife likes The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which finished. And, of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm, for my money.
Ah!
It's the funniest show since The Honeymooners.
And you know what? It's hysterical.
My sister-in-law said, you know, I'm not crazy. She lives in the middle of Illinois. And she said, I'm not as crazy about the Larry David character. That's a New York character. And I said, I know why you feel that way, because you already have somebody like that in your family, namely me. Why do you need two people? Larry David cannot go to the bathroom without getting into an argument.
It's great.
The other day, he's confronted by a German shepherd that takes one look at him and starts growling. And he doesn't know what to do, so he sticks his right arm out and yells, Heil Hitler, and the dog goes on its back.
I have to tell you, you could say, you know, Jeffrey, I am so politically incorrect, even to talk about it. It was so funny. And I said, I cannot believe he actually did that on television. It was just so funny. And the German Shepherd settles down, man.
Yes. And then later eats a Jewish star hanging from his mirror.
Ah, yes. Yes, and the German bites the Jewish star. I said,
and the John Oliver show are finished for the season. We have to go all the way until next year without getting those two shows. But I watch Bill Maher's show too. And my wife likes The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I gotta check that out.
I hear great things about that.
My law school roommate's son plays her ex-husband. That's a big part in the show. It's very absorbing, particularly if you're of my generation and slightly younger. But it's a really wonderful show.
You know what I did, Jeffrey? I got to tell you, if I may, and forgive me, but Jeffrey and Joe just riffing 8:32 on the radio about what to watch while you're home. I actually just called up Charlie Chaplin. You know, my voice thing on the Infinity thing. Charlie Chaplin. So there was a documentary that Douglas Fairbanks Jr., I think he narrated the history and the story of the great Charlie Chaplin.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, they had real footage, actual footage of how Charlie Chaplin started, you know, in England. Then he came over here, and then he was with the Keystone Cops, you know, started out with that organization.
Al Roach.
You forget. And again, and I say this, if you're listening and you're a baby boomer, certainly you got to revisit Charlie Chaplin.
One night, Charlie Chaplin got in a car, in a taxi, and the whole city was talking. He was involved in some sort of scandal and argument, and it was right in front of the Plaza Hotel. And he said to the cab driver, "Just drive around. I don't care where you go." And that made the driver look in the rearview mirror, and he recognized him. And he said, "What's Mr. Chaplin? What's the matter?" He says, "I have no place to hide. I need to." He said, "Why don't you come to my house on Livonia Avenue in the Bronx and spend the night there?" So he brings Charlie Chaplin home, and he tells his daughter to go sleep on the couch, and Charlie Chaplin spent the night in Brooklyn, and nobody knew where he was overnight.
That's great. That is great. But I had no idea after watching this documentary how huge it was. He was like the Beatles. I mean, now Chaplin was how big he was.
If that's imaginable, because he was the first real super, super, super star. And then I'll watch anything with Harold Lloyd. Comedies.
Yeah.
There's a movie out there called The Matter of WHO. It's with Terry Thomas. Remember Terry Thomas?
He was great.
He made Winston Churchill look like Churchill was from Alabama. That's how English he was, right?
So he had
a gap tooth. And he had a bowler, and he plays an inspector from the World Health Organization trying to track down a pandemic of smallpox going around the world. And it's a comedy. It's very funny. Being There is another comedy. Any Mel Brooks movie. Coming to America, Harold Lloyd movie, Safety Last, and The Court Jester, Major Leagues 1 and 2, two-way stretches with Peter Sellers as an inmate who breaks out with the permission of the guards, breaks out of prison every night. They commit some burglaries, and they're back in there by dawn, but then they change the guard to have a much stricter guard. It's a very funny movie. Adventures, Ivanhoe, Spartacus. You know the scene in Spartacus where Laurence Olivier says, "Show me the slave Spartacus, and I'll let the rest of you go." And Kirk Douglas stands up and says, "I'm Spartacus." And then Tony Curtis gets up and says, "I'm Spartacus." And then character actor Harold J. Stone gets, and everybody gets up. That was put in by the screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, who was given his first screen credit in years after being blacklisted and imprisoned for being a member of the Communist Party, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And when he won an Oscar for the screenplay for The Brave One, he won it under an assumed name, and four other men with that real name claimed that they had written the screenplay. That's why that scene was put in. And the last scene of Spartacus has Kirk Douglas being crucified. And he looks down to Gene Simmons, and she holds up their baby. It's the most touching scene you can imagine. And they had to shoot it twice because in the first take, they got the audio feed from the Dodger game. So, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Jeffrey, this is great, man. It's 8:36. So we're going to let you go. We appreciate
it,
Jeffrey.
We'll be doing this next week, too, I suspect.
You know what? We look forward to it, Jeffrey. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for chatting with us. We always appreciate it. Jeffrey Lyons right there at 8:36. And, let us know what you're going to be watching. What film or what Netflix series you're going to be watching. Hey, it's 8:36 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's going to join us, but we want to break right now for news with Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees and 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Beginning with this morning's commute, New Jersey Transit cutting its service to a weekend schedule. Ridership has fallen 88% during the coronavirus outbreak, and the transit service is reducing its schedule to reflect the drop. It canceled 20 rush hour trains last night. Starting today, all rail lines except the Atlantic City line will operate on a weekend schedule. Meanwhile, three transit employees have tested positive for the virus. New Jersey Transit says all three are in quarantine. They've contacted other employees who had been in close contact with them. Governor Murphy will be in Paramus this afternoon to mark the opening of a drive-through coronavirus testing site. There are tents and medical personnel at Bergen County Community College. Health workers will do some 2,500 tests a day for people who have coronavirus symptoms. Murphy says first responders and healthcare workers will get first priority. Earlier in the week, Atlantic Health System launched a drive-through testing site at Morristown Medical Center. A third will be coming online at the PNC Bank Art Center in Homedale sometime next week. In sports, the Giants have a new quarterback in the mix, a one-year deal with veteran Colt McCoy. The 33-year-old spent the last six seasons with the Redskins. The Knicks and Nets shutting down their practice facilities. NBA sent a memo to all 30 teams mandating they close their training centers to players and staff starting today. Players across the league being told to stay at home and work out on their own. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 9W southbound slowing down a bit. West Point into Highland Falls. It looks like we're seeing some extra heavy traffic on Stony Lonesome Road and West Point Highway heading north. Some testing going on over at West Point today. Let's go over to the George Washington Bridge. Watch for some construction at the GWB. Outbound on the upper level, it's in the right lane. Inbound looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln or the Holland. 23 south, ramp to 287 in Riverdale. It's that sinkhole you have to deal with. You'll be detoured around that problem. Heading over to the Moshaloo southbound into Gun Hill Road in the Bronx. It's an accident over there as well. And remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect. Checking in on the forecast, some fog this morning, showers today, high in the 70s. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine, high of 50. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 45. Again, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. We believe every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how.
Hi, friends. For over 20 years, Invite Health has offered super premium supplements and expert advice you can trust. Now you can buy any Invite Health supplement at retail and get the second bottle free, including all immune system nutrients. Let's keep our immune system strong. Consider Invite Health's multi-protection multivitamin with five different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with vitamins A, C, D, and zinc, essential nutrients that your immune system needs. And that's not all. Multi-protection comes in a base of green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Take advantage of Invite Health's BOGO, buy one, get one sale. Give them a call and speak with a healthcare professional 7 days a week. 800-789-1125, 800-789-1125, or visit invitehealth.com. Invite Health's buy one, get one sale is for a limited time only. 800-789-1125, Invite Health. For a healthier life, you are invited.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
8:42 with Joe on the radio. Today's Daily Salute to Yonkers trivia question is being brought to you by Empress EMS. Their paramedics and EMTs are always ready to help you in your time of a medical emergency. All right, you can call in with the correct answer if you got it, 877-970-2999. Here we go. If you're the first correct caller, you will win a $50 gift certificate from the Heritage Bar and Restaurant and Eileen's on McLean Avenue, rated the number one family restaurant in Yonkers. Remember, if you won a prize within the past 60 days, please, you will not be eligible. Here is Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question.
Name the former FBI director who served from 2013 to 2017, who was born in Yonkers.
I think a good thank you, Mike Spano. That's a good question. Call in with the correct answer to 877-970-2999. Again, if you're the first correct caller, you're going to win that $50 gift certificate from the Heritage Bar and Restaurant and Eileen's on McLean Avenue in Yonkers. And thanks to Empress EMS, their paramedics and EMTs are always ready to help you in your time of a medical emergency.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 8:43 right now on AM970TheAnswer.
I want to live all alone in the desert. I want to be like Georgia O'Keeffe. I'm gonna live
Upper East Side and never go down in the street.
Yeah, that's a Warren Zevon. What's it called? Splendid Isolation now?
That's correct. That's correct. I forgot about this one. Somebody had sent it to me. This is fantastic.
It's driving crazy when I'm on me.
Yeah. No, you could drive
Tootsie
me crazy
roll.
By doing that.
Tootsie
no,
roll.
Yeah, good. No, keep just eat it like that. Yeah, we're only doing a broadcast show, but go ahead. Shove food in your mouth and chew on it while you're here.
Yeah. During the break there, when we're going to run the commercial.
This coffee I brought from home is delicious.
No, we're not baddie, but I'm like,
no,
this.
You,
I'm like this.
You. I mean,
he's got his headphones on. I'm going like this.
Oh, my God. I mean, really. It is like.
I love the irritation.
If we
man.
Have to do this for another month, forget it. I'm going to go bang my head up against the wall. I like how Frank, too, casually mentions how three of his friends have tested positive for coronavirus. Yeah, I've been around maybe one of them a couple weeks ago.
Shake my hand. How are you?
It's all right.
Yeah, but you, Al. We're
no,
talking
get away
before.
From me. Get away from me. Don't
listen, we're talking to Al before we went on the air. He goes, oh, yes, I'm going to a beer thing. And I go, wait. I said, wait. Frank, am I right or wrong? Did he say he's going to a beer place to get a beer? Because they gave me free beer.
No.
You're going to risk your life for beer?
Hold on a second. Not free
Honey,
beer. Number
sorry,
one.
I'm dying. No. I can't breathe.
Number
but the
one.
Beer
stop.
Was great.
I went to my chiropractor yesterday. She is very, very, wipes everything down constantly. So I'm not worried about the social distancing aspect of it. Number two, I went to my local brewery in Rahway yesterday because I'm trying to support small business. These guys can't serve beer out of their tap room. They can only serve it to go. So, it's basically a ghost town. So you want to try and help out these small businesses so they can stay in business. The other place that I plan on going to today is beer that I purchased last week online that I have to now go pick up. So if I don't pick it up, I'm going to lose it. So I'm not going to lose $40 worth of beer because I already paid for it. On top of that, I have to go get four tires today.
Your life at
risk. What am I putting my... Okay, so
well,
here's what you're doing.
Wait a minute.
So let me explain. This is
a
how they're doing it.
Lifeline to your car, you'll be backing in with a lifeline going in
this
there.
Is,
all right, bring
but,
the beer.
But listen, this is how they're doing it. So you go up to the door. The door is closed. You show them the QR code that you bought your beer. They'll scan it. Then they bring the beer out to you. You don't never enter the place at all.
Oh.
Put it in your thing, and you leave.
All right. But you know what I worry about? Because I came home after I went to the shrine yesterday, to the St. Joseph Shrine, and I saw there was a box outside. It was an Amazon box or something. So, and I was afraid. They say that the virus stays on cardboard for 24 hours. So I'm telling you, now I freak out. So now, and by the way, I bought the Zapolis for my kids, and I got them, and I got the whole Zapolis, and it's a cardboard box. It's that Italian thing. I sprayed it down with Durasan. I sprayed the whole box down.
So let me debunk that myth. I saw two reports from doctors yesterday. They did say that the virus can live on certain surfaces up to a period of time. They mentioned specifically cardboard because obviously a lot of people and paper bags and stuff because a lot of people are getting takeout and they're getting deliveries, right? Both doctors said the odds of you getting coronavirus from cardboard or paper are very, very slim. You would have to touch the exact spot, and you would also have to assume that person just had the virus and put it on there, and you immediately grabbed the box. He said there's no way almost no way that you would get it. The biggest instance of where they see it is through the saliva when somebody sneezes or coughs. Those droplets go in the air, and you breathe them in. It's very, very unlikely that you're going to get it from a cardboard box. I got my CPAP machine yesterday. First thing I did was run in, joy that I could put this thing on, and I didn't wipe the box down. But I did wash my hands after I brought the box in, and the countertop I wiped down.
Hey, I know we got a break, but that CPAP thing, don't they have size? What did I see on TV? There's one electronic thing you could put one in. You don't have a mask on now?
Yeah.
A space age?
It's not really a space age thing. The one thing you're seeing that William Shatner does is called SoClean. It cleans the machine. Right, which is very important.
Yeah, but there's one I saw where there's no mask. He just presses something.
Yes, it's a device that they put in you surgically, and what it does it. I mean, really?
But I know we got to run, Joe. But speaking of CPAP machines and people that are in a situation like Al's, right now, hospitals are saying and public health authorities are saying that they could be facing a critical shortage of ventilators.
Right.
So one
of
the more interesting proposals that I'd heard from George Washington University law professor John Bonsoff is to get these CPAP breathing machines to be donated to hospitals to be used as sort of poor man's ventilators.
Yeah,
because
that could work.
In the after, because that's almost what it's like. So great in the
they force air down your down your throat.
And so in the midst of this ventilator shortage, if people are in a position like Al, I think a lot of CPAP owners are altruistic and have older machines which they used in the past, but they might not need anymore, and they might want to donate them to a hospital. So I'd love to see hospitals and our local public officials making a push to get these used CPAP machines donated to these hospitals.
Yep, well said, Frankie.
And the other thing, real quick, the car manufacturers have suggested, now that they're shutting down car manufacturing, to start ramping up and make respirators. Yep. They should do that immediately.
Yeah, honestly, you're absolutely right. It's 8:49 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up. We're going to go to Debbie Duhame right now, checking out traffic for you. Yes, traffic in Zombie Land. She's got it for you right here on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. Well, we do have a problem on 8 in Shelton, Connecticut. 8 southbound getting down toward exit 13. It's an accident, so watch for a slight delay there. Moshaloo south at Gun Hill Road in the Bronx. A collision, and you're busy on Tunnelly Ave North. That's Secaucus Road in Jersey City with a stalled vehicle. 22 eastbound at Grove Street into Bridgewater. It's a crash there. A, B, and C trains back on or close. Some volume Queens Boulevard getting out toward Van Dam Street. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. We started the timeshare cancellation industry over 10 years ago because we were sick and tired of seeing good people lied to. We were the first, we remain the largest. What makes us better? Our employees.
My name is Lauren Gray. I'm a timeshare team manager. It's incredible to think that over 300 timeshares, 300 different methods we have to master. That's experience, the assurance that this is going to be done right, that we have your back no matter what the timeshare company throws at you.
Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
We have something for you, and it's for free. It's a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Yay! Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. How about that? You call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded, please. But if you call 855-621-9949, here's a free thing for you. You want to call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And then the brand spanking new showroom, by the way, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, like I always tell you, right? Brand new customer lounge. And Angelica is there, and Chris and Johnny are there, and Iggy himself. And then we got some great things. They're always at the cutting edge at Route 22 Toyota, taking care of you, coming out with new things that we're going to tell you about as we go along. Alex Kinsella always keeps that APR financing at 0% up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. How great is this? You know, you walk into a car dealer, it's like, oh, here we go. With it, not at Route 22 Toyota. No shenanigans. I love that word. No rigmarole, right? I love that word, too. You know, and no dummies at Route 22 Toyota. And now this, for free, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. I'll give you the 9 o'clock. Can I do that? Mr. Joey Generosity here, 855-621-9949. Call now before I change my mind, right? First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. All of this from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Mike Gallagher's up at 10:05 right here on AM 970. The Answer, kind enough to join us from the great state of Florida. Mike, how you making it through all of this, Mike Gallagher? All good?
It's like the fireside chat, my friend. I'm in the kitchen. I'm working from home, broadcasting from the kitchen in my condo.
That's great. That's great.
Of course, there's been so much focus on the kids on the beach here, and there's lots of kids on the beaches, but it's thinned out all week. So I'm avoiding the beach. I'm avoiding people. I'm doing what I think is smart. You know, my heart is so heavy with this family out of New Jersey and the four people, the matriarch. Listen, I thought of you. I thought about big Italian-American family, Sunday dinner. It's a ritual. And isn't it strange? They're trying to figure out why there was such a virulent strain or why four deaths in that one family, Joe.
You know what? I couldn't figure it out. And then we're tracking the news, and I don't know that if you've heard anything. We have not. And I'm tracking the news on why it happened, and it happened from this one guy that I heard about. This guy, John Brennan. That's what I heard about from my nephew Brett, who works down there. And he goes, hey, we heard this guy, John Brennan, and he apparently brought the virus in. But to be that powerful, to just take four lives. And you know what, Mike? They were together March 10th. March 10th. You and I were socializing around that time. We didn't even think about it back then.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying that the studies are now suggesting there's been stealth transmission. People who don't know they're positive are infecting other people without realizing it. So, listen, we got so many aspects of this to break down today. We're going to talk about the stimulus package. We've got details on what the government is attempting to do. I mean, you know, I'm grateful for so many people who are going to get checks. But up to 99,000, you think about people who make 101,000 and they're struggling and they're in trouble and they don't get anything. There may be no way to do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how you do it equitably.
I know you can't. We had a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Bell on it from he's a lawyer, and he says there's so many different things because there's state, there's local, and then there's a federal law. And is that, and you know what you think about, to you and I, people are going to get $1,200 and they're going to get a few grand, and that's great. It's a great start. But what about folks who have already put the money out, who are employers having to put the money out? How do you get that back, Mike Gallagher?
Well, in New York, I suggest you do something that I think I would be doing if I had been there. I'm doing it here in Florida. Try to patronize the businesses that are open as much as you can. Deliveries, you know, groceries, whatever. Not just the necessities if possible, but where you can be safe and stay safe and stay disconnected. You don't need to be with a group of people, but help these businesses. There's a lot of businesses that are terrified, millions of people out of work. And of course, New York City, right there, a big hot spot of this coronavirus.
Yes.
But listen, I'm so grateful for your soothing, calming voice every morning. I listen to you as I'm getting prepared every day. You guys, Frankie, Five Boroughs, Al, Debbie, you're all there for us.
Love you, man.
And we gotta get through this together. We're gonna make it. Thank you, Joe. God bless you guys. Have a good weekend.
God bless you too, Mike Gallagher. We'll be listening. 10:05. Hey, Joe Lundberg, what do we got? Traffic wise, weather wise, a little rainy, but still gonna be warm all day, huh?
Yeah. It's going to get warm. Foggy now, some drizzles, sprinkles, a shower. This afternoon, breezy, warm up to 75 with a shower or two in the afternoon. Then it dries out. Sunshine for the weekend, 50 tomorrow, 46 Sunday.
You're good, Joey. You're good. Right on the money. Hillary Kramer coming up at 9 o'clock. And you, Piscopo in the morning, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. According to a new report, and really to the surprise of no one who lives in the state, New Jersey leads the nation in property taxes. The report comes from the National Tax Lien Association, which says New Jersey's property taxes last year increased by 2% over the previous year. Current property tax level is double what New Jersey homeowners were paying 20 years ago. There are now about 4,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in New York City. That's the word from the mayor, who appeared on MSNBC this morning. There are 26 coronavirus-related deaths in the Big Apple. Mayor de Blasio once again calling on Governor Cuomo to consider a shelter-in-place plan for the city to try and slow the spread of coronavirus. He also says the federal government should send members of the military to the streets of New York to help. Mayor once again emphasizing that hospitals may run out of supplies in a few weeks, wants the federal government to help with hospital equipment. The markets are primed for a second straight day of gains. Dow futures indicate a 400-point gain at the opening bell. S&P 500 futures up 2.5%. NASDAQ futures up more than 3.5%, less than 90 minutes before the start of trading. And GameStop keeping its stores open, even as local and state governments order non-essential businesses to shut down to slow the spread of the coronavirus. GameStop says it's exempt from those orders because it provides necessary products and services. The company will stay open for as long as possible.